Welcome to the Search Storage UK special report podcast on storage and virtualization. My name is Anthony Adsett, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. The first question today is, what are the pros and cons of the different locations where solid state can be used in the server and storage infrastructure? Over to you, Chris.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. I think the first thing that's worth just touching on is why we would consider using SSDs and why particularly virtualization has an issue with I/O. So let's just talk about SSDs in the first place. We know that these are very fast devices, faster than disk, very, very good at read applications and write applications, but particularly good at read. And because they have no moving parts as such, they don't have any latency from the spinning disk. And that means they're very good for random I/O. That's the first thing that's worth bearing in mind. Virtualized environments typically generate quite a lot of random I/O because of the very nature of the way that a number of servers are brought together. You're bringing together maybe, say, you know, on a virtual desktop infrastructure, thousands of servers. On a normal server virtualization infrastructure, maybe tens of servers, and they're all sharing the same disk. So therefore you see a lot of random I/O. And that's the issue that you're trying to solve, and that's what SSDs are very good at. Now, to get to the question about the way in which you could use this, there are a number of different options. Some environments we're seeing SSDs being added to traditional arrays. So we're seeing the SSD being put into, say, a standard Clarion device or whatever from different vendors. And that's great because that obviously gives you a cached area you can use for the high-performance virtualization requirements. We're seeing SSDs being put into arrays, and the whole array is an SSD array. Again, great idea, but there is a bit of a negative on that one, and that's you're creating an array that's every single part of that array is producing I/O, and it's very difficult, and it may be very difficult, to connect servers and desktops to it that are capable of generating enough I/O to make that cost justified for such an expensive device. One of the sort of interim pieces we're seeing around there is where SSDs being put into an array as a complement for tiering. And dynamic tiering is allowing the SSD to target only the hot spots or the very active parts of server or VDI virtualization. And then we're seeing some other things. We're seeing SSDs being put into the server itself. So we're seeing an SSD being placed into, say, a VMware environment and used as a local cache within the server. Clearly, that's a great benefit because being very close to the actual I/O, the data, latency times are even more reduced and you get good performance. The negative, of course, is that you've now isolated that device into the server. And if you have issues with that server and it fails or you have some sort of problem, you may well have isolated your data. So we're seeing it being placed in a number of different places throughout the infrastructure. These days it's not just within the array.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what new methods of using solid state are being applied to the I/O issue? Over to you again.
So I guess this question was to a certain degree an extension of the first, and we're seeing, as we just mentioned there, SSDs being used in different parts of the infrastructure. We can target some products and talk about some of those because some of these are quite interesting approaches that new vendors are taking. So, for example, Fusion I/O have had a PCIe SSD card out for some time, but now they've combined that with software, a product called I/O Turbine, which allows a virtualization environment to use that card in a much more effective way, almost like a cache. And they're taking things a step further as well, and we've seen that they've come up with a product demonstration earlier this year where they're actually getting right down into the kernel level of implementing that sort of technology. So we're seeing a lot of these PCIe SSD devices across the board. EMC have just released one called VF Cache, which will at some stage target virtualization environments and provide very similar functionality. That's quite a good use of that technology. We're also seeing some software applications. So we're seeing some people coming out. There's a company called FlashSoft, now part of SanDisk, and they're developing basically algorithms in software that allow SSDs to be used more effectively. So people are looking at the actual content of things that need to go into the SSD and optimizing the SSD to make the most use out of it. But we're also seeing a number of very much dedicated SSD devices. So we've seen a whole host of them in the last sort of 6 months. We've seen Pure Storage, who sell an entire solid-state device based on SSDs, and they demonstrate how quickly they can power up and shut down huge numbers of virtual machines. So clearly they're targeting that market. We've seen companies like Violin, who are using DRAM in big arrays, similar sort of thing. And we're seeing companies like CacheIQ and their rapid cache product. And they're looking at the NAS market and using SSD and DRAM to accelerate those platforms. So lots of different ways of doing this, and lots of products out there to choose from.
Excellent. Interesting stuff, Chris. Thanks very much. And that's the end of the podcast.